Now this is a story all about how I let my wife get dicked down by a couple of guys who were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. She got in one little train and I was shocked. I said, I'm gonna have to fake a slap with Chris Rock.
Hey, you wanna get high, man?
That stimulates your mind.
Get up, Chucky!
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Rogen Kim?
Hello, and welcome to the Rogen Kim cast. It's me, Rogen Kim. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 268. It's been a while. It's been a while. Had a bit of a hiatus. Had some a lot of life things to take care of. You know. You want me to really get into it
and tell you about everything that's going on in my life? No. It's not going so well, guys. I'm all alone in the universe. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm fine. So a lot of you think, what's up with him? I'm fine. I am sitting in the midst of a momentous occasion. Okay? It's the slap. I know you've heard about it. I know it's the Twitterverse, the Blogiverse, the Instaverse, all the verses, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like all the verses, they're ablaze with Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. Oh my God. I didn't even know the Oscars were on. I had no idea. I don't even know who's up for anything. And I'm a filmmaker. I used to like movies. I used to love them. I really did. The cinema. I used to go to the movies, you know, by myself as a kid. I used to watch the movie, the big screen. I was inspired. I wanted to make them. But the more and more I interacted with the industry, the more and more I just couldn't take it. It just wasn't for me, you know what I mean? Like, I could just tell the series of moral sacrifices I would have to make, the sort of bullshit world I'd have to live in or to just kind of be okay with in order to be successful. And I could have been a contender, but no regrets, you know what I'm saying? No regrets. Anyways, the slap. You see that slap? Chris Rock was up there, and he was all like, Jada Pinkett, I see you. You're going to be G.I. Jane 2. Ha, ha, ha. And everybody's like, ha, ha, ha. And then you can see Jada's face. She was like, yeah. And even Will Smith was like, ha, ha. But then he suddenly got up and walked up, and he slapped. And he slapped. He slapped Chris Rock. And then everybody was like, yeah. And then he was like, you don't fucking keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Yeah, he was like, you know, I think it was all fake. It was all fake, okay? Nobody is watching the Oscars. It's supposed to be this worldwide event. It's supposed to be the biggest, you know, they're making it out to be this giant event, okay? And they needed the ratings. They needed the hits. They needed some juice. They needed some PR. They needed some people to be excited about the Oscars. Oh, yeah, and what better way than to have two black guys or one black guy slap another, or, you know, well, here's the thing. The reason why I think it's fake, okay, is, first of all, the setup, all right? The setup of Chris Rock telling a joke and the camera angle on Will Smith and Jada perfectly positioned so that you could see Will Smith chuckling at the joke, having a good, but then Jada's face, and then him looking at Jada. You know what I mean? Like, that's sort of implied, because you cut to Will Smith storming up to Chris Rock, and Chris Rock's like, uh-oh. And what does Chris Rock do? Stand-up comedian from Brooklyn. A guy who, in New York, when you do comedy, you're, like, right on top of people, okay? Like, if someone's coming at you, you know. So what do? You stand there, you know? You stand there with your hands behind your back and your face forward, so that Will Smith could deliver the perfect looking slap with the arc of his arm, but no twist of his hip, no real power. Slap, right? Stage combat, right? And then he walks back down. All right, if you slap a guy slaps another guy, you're going to either fight, or if Chris Rock, being the comic that he was, he would let Will Smith sit down, and he'd be like, hey, you slapped the dude's fucking your wife like that? Or something like that, you know? And then people would be like, oh! And then Will Smith might have charged him at that point, you know? And Chris Rock would either have to fight him or run, or, you know, like, where was security? You know, there's no security. There's no nothing. All right. Oh, yeah, Rogan's conspiratorial, man. You know, why can't you just let them just, you know, present reality the way they want it and accept it to be reality? Why can't you, right? Why can't you... Just because they make millions and millions of dollars and spend millions and millions of hundreds of millions of dollars really to create fantasy realities, and they're really at a loss to how to get audience attention because everybody's attention is really distracted by the internet, you know, things on the internet. This is traditional media. What do we do? What do we do? I tell you what we do. You know, there was a clever marketing guy. I was like, I'll tell you what we do. We got a little problem. I'm going to tell you, I had been talking to the Pinkett Smiths, and Jada is worried that Will, he's just not looking very masculine, especially given the fact that, you know, he's a cuck, right? That he's just openly, he had the last big thing we saw him on was him talking about his wife fucking some other dudes, right? And she was going around with the other dude talking about it, and he had to go, but they were on Oprah or something. I don't know. It was just very embarrassing. The entire thing is very embarrassing. I was like, yeah, let her get plowed by other guys. Yeah, you know, but it just, we're equal partners. You know, man, so I really feel like, you know, what we need to do, you know, this is something floated by our people. We have an incident. It sort of shows his dominance, shows his masculinity. Like, yeah, sure, I let my wife get plowed. My balding wife. She gets plowed by guys. Yeah, but it's because I'm the man. You don't talk about her, though. You don't joke about her balding head. You don't joke about her on stage, Chris Rock or comedians. You don't joke about that, okay? And you do that to anybody. You should see the Twitter comments. That's the thing is, like, you know, people are like, that's assault. You can't slap someone over a joke, over words. It wasn't even like that mean. It was just a fucking joke about her being bald. And then people were like, well, she has alopecia. And I don't, you know, and I could understand why you would be angry enough to hit somebody. And honestly, as a comedian, I don't like this kind of talk, okay? Because that affects me directly, right? I don't know what's going to trigger somebody. I don't know what. I'm just saying it in fun. I'm just saying it to have fun. And someone who might get mad and run up and try to hit me. And the thing is, I've actually seen in comedy violence being applauded, violence being suggested, intimidation, you know, things like that over people saying things. I mean, I was just at an open mic where a guy happened to call a Mexican guy a beaner, and he did not like that. He didn't take kindly to that, followed the comic outside, and, you know, proceeded to tell him how he would be shot in any other context. If this was any other context, you would be shot. But exactly. The context is not those contexts. We weren't in jail. I don't know how you'd have a gun in jail. That was his thing. If you were in jail, man, you would have gotten shot. He's like, how would he have a gun in jail? He was really fat, so he could hide it in somewhere in there. But anyways, the context is comedy. The comedy was the context. The comedy is the best context to be called a beaner, because it's funny. It's supposed to be funny. It was in jest. What's the joke? The joke is that he's not supposed to be doing that. He's not supposed to call somebody a beaner to their face. It's hilarious. All right. Some of you may not be on board. Okay. Some of you may be beaners. I don't know. Would it be preferable if I just said gook? Can I just stay in my own lane? How about I have to change the whole story to it's a big fat Korean guy, a gook, big fat gook, and he said gook, you're a gook, and the guy went outside and said, if you're in jail, man, you get shot. I have to change everything to make sure but I've definitely offended some gooks. A lot of gooks listen to this. My aunt is one. She might not like me saying this over and over, and now she'll slap me. I don't know. I mean, do I have to worry? You're saying I have to worry about everybody? I have to know, anticipate all their everybody's feelings? Do you know how hard it is to anticipate a woman's feelings? Just one woman that you've been with for many, many years? For like, you know, for a long time? Still not easy. You want me to do that with humanity? Everybody? Even now? Come on. Come on. Come on. All right. Anyways, I think the whole thing was the slap thing. I honestly, the reason I think it's fake, beyond the comical scenario I came up with where the marketing PR guys were like, look, Will Smith is looking like a cuck, so this will make him look like a man, right? Beyond that, there's also him tying, he won the thing for King Richard, and he's like, just like King Richard, I protect the family. And you know, in some ways, I think he might have also just like, it's not just a PR stunt for his image as a leading man, not just a PR stunt for his image just as a husband, you know, and a dominant male who's, you know, he's like so dominant, he lets his wife get fucked by other dudes, you know, he's like trying to go for that King Cuck, right? Not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but the, I guess, the Fresh King Cuck of Bel-Air. I was going to call this the Fresh Cuck of Bel-Air. Maybe I'll call it the Fresh King Cuck of Bel-Air. No, that's too many words, King Cuck. I could call it King Cuck or Fresh Cuck of Bel-Air. Anyways, oh, I got off on a tangent. Sorry. All right, anyways. Will Smith. I was just saying, it's probably also a stunt to make, like, some order in the family. I feel like the family is out of order. You know, the kids are all trans and shit, and they're trying to have careers and artists, and they probably never see each other, and they live on social media, and the social media about the dad hasn't been very positive, you know. I'm sure whatever you've seen in mainstream normie media, the kids, right, on the TikTok and the whatever they're using nowadays, the memes are vicious memes out there about Will Smith, you know, and they gotta make a change. I mean, I'm not giving the kids enough credit. The kids could have came up with this. I mean, it's a perfect, like, viral scenario, the content, the memes that'll come out of it. The Will Smith slap memes are everywhere already. Like, the different little faces from the event, like, it's all, like, perfectly engineered to create an event out of nothing. Mountain out of a molehill. And it's really, honestly, it's really pro wrestling. It's really what it is. Like a fabricated conflict, right? Kayfabe. You make up the conflict. You get people excited. Whoa, everybody's talking about it. I'm talking about it. I haven't done an episode in like 3 weeks, and now I'm doing one because of the slap. I mean, come on. Come on, it's wild. But really, I wonder why, you know, why now? Why this? Seems like a distraction, right? It's all a distraction, right? Here's something they haven't told you about, is that it's called the yield curve, and it's inverted, right? What is that? What is that? I barely know. I just know that what it is, it's about the U.S. Treasury bonds. Sort of the faith in the economy of the United States, the strength of the dollar, the Treasury reserves of the United States. There's a 2-year bond, there's a 10-year bond, there's a 30-year bond. And usually the way it should work is that, like, the 2-year should be lower than the 10-year, which should be lower than the 30-year. Should be like that, right? Because people are projecting growth. People are saying, okay, in 10 years, it'll be worth definitely more, right? Be strong. So that's usually a positive indicator. Now, the yield curve inversion is when, let's say, for example, the 2-year goes, the 2-year, or the 10-year actually, goes under the 2-year. Basically, it's negative. It's a negative projection in the future. They're saying 10 years from now, it's not going to be worth as much to be in Treasury bonds of the United States of America. I'm not so sure that in 10 years it'll be better than 2 years. So we're going to price that lower. And that usually is an indicator of a recession. Huh? Yeah, recession. Yay. How could there be a recession, right? With all this spectacular economic growth that we had. Have you seen the markets? They're just exploding. Right? All-time highs. Are you kidding me? Of course, there's going to be food shortages. I mean, that's the president of the United States of America in our lifetime. I've been through a few. Probably all the way back to, I don't know, maybe FDR. They're like, none of them ever said like, might be tough to get food, guys. I mean, you know what I mean? Usually they're like a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. They're usually promising you stuff. They're usually telling you, we're gonna give you things. But instead, Biden was like, yeah, it's real. No, it's coming. It's gonna be food short. I've got it. That's what he's. I'm on top of it. I'm on top of this gas shortage. Actually, there probably will be a gas shortage too. The gas shortage and the food shortage go hand in hand. Goes along with the fertilizer shortage. It goes along with the war and the sanctions. Sanctions, really, the whole thing. Can you just imagine not having your all you can eat? The people who regularly have all you can eat, like I can't. I can hardly do it. When I go all you can eat, I just get all I can eat is just one meal. So that's, I don't need to pay for more than one meal. Like the premise of an all you can eat is that I would be eating more than I would usually eat for one meal. So this is a deal. This is a steal, right? And the other eel words, right? Oh, I'm eating eel. All you can eat. I think we're going to see perhaps the end of things like that. All you can eat fresh produce all the time in a desert. Los Angeles has a 3-day food supply. You shorten that. You basically make the trucking more expensive. You make less food available. It's, what do you think? I mean, the one good thing about California is that it's got its own breadbasket. So the food doesn't have to travel far. So the food is fresher, but then it might also go to the highest bidder. You ever think of that? I mean, the state might actually have to confiscate, like nationalize the farms, just take over, make sure they don't sell. I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating on dumb things. I mean, I don't know if that's for real. I think what I do know is that I'm not sure I want to stay in a place with only a 3-day food supply. Given I saw what happened when they were locked down, you know, for, what was that, like a year, a few months. Given that, I'm not sure I want to stick around for that. At least I don't want to be unarmed. That's for sure. All right. So yield curve. I'm not some economic expert. I just know that, you know, people are talking about this. And I feel like this should be more talked about. Like people should be like, as much as people are like, oh my God, did you see that slap? Yeah, that slap was like the 2-year slapping the 10-year. Okay. Yeah. I should make that into a meme. I'm going to meme it. Okay. I also think a lot of this stuff is like a distraction from things like Hunter Biden's laptop. The New York Times article came out saying like, oh, it's true. You know, this whole time we said it wasn't true. It's actually true. You remember when like right before the election, we're like, it's not true, guys. Come on, vote for Biden. Well, now 2 years later, we're like, it's true. It was true. We were bullshitting. They're like, no, we thought it wasn't true. That's the best they got. You know, of course, world-class journalists digging into the facts, right? What's real, what's not. They're like, it's Russian disinformation. All the CIA told us it was Russian disinformation, and that's that. Even Twitter was like, this is Russian disinformation. They banned the post. And now it's like, the Times says it's real. The Times did say that it was real. Like, that's the way people... So, you know, never mind that conveniently at the crucial moment where it would have been important to expose these things, you know, never mind the fact that all the media outlets just ignored it and said, yeah, Russian disinformation. Now all this stuff's coming out. I mean, there was already him smoking crack and getting foot jobs, and there was already him smoking crack with the other hooker talking about how he lost a laptop, another laptop on a laptop that he lost. There's not those, but there's just other ones that are questionable of age. I mean, they are, I think, Asian. Maybe they're not Asian. He did specify no yellow in one of his texts to possibly a human trafficking handler / cousin or something. I mean, the whole thing is fucked up, man. And nobody really, it's not really, like, important. This seems more juicy than Slap, King Richard, whatever. Like, right? Am I the only one who thinks that this is... All right. I just think that this has got to be connected somehow, trying to pump the market. The market must be pumping on something. I don't know what it is. Is there a crack stock? Is it a Hunter Biden? What is Hunter Biden connected to? Because you got to get in on that. What laptops does he have? What is it? Apple? HP? Or is it multiple things? What kind of antivirus does he use? Is it McAfee? He seems like a McAfee guy. Yeah, you know, they had similar tendencies. I wonder if he likes to be shit on. Does he have a hammock with a slit in it? He lets chicks shit on him through. Does he have that? Because that would be very McAfee-ish. You'd put your money in McAfee. You understand? It's all about the stuff. Everything now is about pumping stocks. That's all there is left in America to do, is to become famous, get buzz, and pump stocks, okay? So pumping, what are we going to pump now? We pumped the Pfizer, the Moderna. We pumped all the fucking tech stocks. We pumped the pharmaceuticals. What's next? What are we going to do? We got to pump the defense. The defense stocks are at an all-time low. We need to pump, okay? It's called a rotation, okay? We're going to rotate the money from the tech and the pharmaceuticals, and rotate the biotech. We're going to get them into the defense sector. Okay, we're going to pump that shit up. We're going to get rich. I mean, I feel like that's what all this Ukraine shit is about. We got to pump that shit up. We got to pump it up. Okay, and then we're going to get crack on it. We're going to get CRK. Okay, that's the ticker sign for crack. We get it in there. You want to get in early on crack. You want to get in on this IPO. You want to get in there. We're going to fucking give away. It's not giving away, but we're going to give you a discount. We're going to sell you like 1 million shares at a discount. How about that? You get in early and then just dump it on motherfuckers. And people are going to want crack. You're going to want crack. It's going to go up. Crack's going to go up. It can only go up. Okay? You want to get on that. You want to ride that wave. Ride that crack wave all the way up. Hunter Biden. Nobody's untouchable. Do you understand? Do you understand how much money, how much capital there is? The total addressable market. Total addressable market for crack. Do you understand how much it is? It's huge. It's amazing. And it's backed by the president's son now. Don't you understand the legitimacy this gives you? CRK, okay? We got to get it on the NASDAQ. We're going to get it on the NASDAQ because it's a tech stock, okay? It's actually, we're going to say it's a software company, crack, you know, but it's actually just crack. We're going to actually have just lots of crack. We actually just stockpile crack. It's like Bitcoin, you know, like Michael Saylor buys Bitcoin. Hunter Biden buys crack, you know? He's stockpiling the crack. He's got so much crack. I mean, because there's only so much crack you can make in the world. There is crack scarcity. You understand? Like, crack is a hard drug, you know? It's not a soft drug. It's hard. It's hard. There's a finite amount. It's very hard to make, to refine, to make that whole process. So there can only be a finite amount of crack. There's a huge demand for the market. And then, so what happens? What happens when you have a huge demand with tiny supply? You understand what happens? It's a melt up. The crack melts up. Technically melts downward in the pipe, but I'm talking about the stock now. The stock is going to melt up, okay? You're going to get so many gains. The gains on your crack, you could buy enough crack to last you a lifetime with the gains you're going to make on the ticker CRK, okay? There probably is already a ticker CRK, so please don't invest any of your money. This is financial advice. This is financial advice. Do not invest your money in crack or CRK. You probably could invest your money in crack. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, crack is probably going to be pretty sought after soon. Well, with the no food and all, you know, there's going to be a lot of crack. People are going to decide whether they want food or crack, and a lot of people are going to pick crack. okay, you know, the rat experiment where you get them all isolated and they pick the crack or whatever. And turns out if the rats aren't isolated, you know, they don't choose the crack. They actually live a normal life. Maybe they'll try the crack once, you know, whatever, but they'll live a normal life. But now imagine for 2 years, you basically fucked with everybody socially, made them afraid of each other, had them addicted and have them like addicted to screens, getting them believing all kinds of crazy, bizarre shit that makes no sense, inducing a mass panic and then a sort of delusional sense of security provided to you by the state. You know, imagine that, you know, then you're a lot, la, la, la. There's a lot more rats who would get hooked on crack. So cracks can be huge. I would say, you know, things to stack besides Bitcoin, crack, ammunition. I don't know. I feel like you're covered with that. You got a lot of ammunition, a lot of crack. You got a lot of trading you could do. As long as, I suppose you should have a weapon because people probably want to rob you of your bullets and crack. I mean, let's be honest. You're a fucking gold mine. You're just sitting there like a little baby calf. Little baby calf on the fucking Serengeti. You know what I mean? Like you're just a morsel. These people just, so you need, so, okay, so something for the bullet, the bullets, okay? And the crack pipe. So a pipe for the crack, a gun for the bullets. Those, and then you stack the crack and the bullets to put in those things. You should be good. Should be good. Because if you get hungry, you can hunt. You could shoot something and eat it. Or you could smoke crack. Okay? If you want to take it the extra step, you can trade crack for meat. Trade bullets for meat. Trade bullets for crack, trade crack for bullets. I mean, I don't know why you do that unless you want maybe different caliber bullets, different grades of crack. There's probably different strains, crack strains, I'd imagine. I imagine there's a real artisan sort of boutique crack thing going on in this sort of post-apocalyptic world. Is it apocalyptic? I don't know. Maybe it's more of like a post-crash, great financial crash too. Boogaloo, electric boogaloo, you know what I mean? Like a GFC too. The food scarcity. It's not like all of civilization is just done for, you know what I mean? It's just, there's a lot of strain on it. People are desperate. People are acting crazy. People are on a lot of crack and very interested in crack and the different varieties of it and how different you could make crack in oak barrels, get a little oaky quality to the crack. You know, vintage crack, old crack from the 80s. People have amazingly saved crack from the 80s somehow, not smoked it, you know, saved it. And then it's like a bottle of Dom Perignon or something. You know, it's like you crack that open to celebrate, right? Crack just old. It's old but aged. It's a fine aged crack, if you will. Hunter Biden knows his crack. Look, I'm just telling you, this is like presidential crack. This is Joe Biden himself smokes his crack before delivering like the State of the Union. Like this is what the President of the United States smokes before he has to deliver like an hour-long speech about the country. I mean, at least to keep the blood pumping and the sharpness, you do just dials in the sharpness a bit. He can read better the teleprompter, and he can also probably hear the earpiece a little better. It just enhances. It's all about enhancement. Okay, so we're in a real transhumanist thing. There's a transhumanism sort of push going on. We're all gonna become more human, right? We're all gonna put things in our bodies that augment us. We're going to connect our bodies to the internet. We're going to take Joe Biden's head and graft it onto a Boston Dynamics dog. You know, one of those robot dogs that do the TikTok dances. And also, if you kick them, they get up and stuff. You know, that those dogs, we put Biden's head on the dog and the dog is going to run for office in 2024 against Trump. And it's going to be close. It's going to be someone, I don't know, some one side or the other is going to have to cheat. It's going to be too close. It's going to be real Do you want buy Joe Buy Dog? Buy Joe Bot? I mean, you know, like they'll have a lot of cute names for him. Don't you understand? And this time he'll have his brain will be augmented with cybernetics, so he will make more, maybe he'll make more sense. Maybe he'll be funny. I mean, maybe he could actually compete with Trump, like just in being funny. Then it's like two old guys being hilarious, okay? Going toe-to-toe, just being hilarious. I mean, they've already, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. They're going to fucking go at it. Trump's going to fight a Boston Dynamics dog, okay? They're going to wrestle. Joe Biden's going to be sniffing Trump's hair and getting in there. And Trump's going to be, I don't know. I guess I could see Trump. Could he wrestle him? I don't know. Maybe pro wrestle. Maybe it'll be fake. I mean, he did do pro wrestling. He could grab the dog's head. What if he grabs Biden's head and just pops it off and just kicks it into the audience and just, whoa. You know, yeah, but he can't kick the dog body because they get up. You know, you've seen the video. So he can take the head and kick it, though. You know, I think that's, to me, a spectacular way of, first of all, that's the only way I think Biden's going to make it to 2024. Okay. I mean, Trump's old enough. But Biden, I don't know. I'm amazed he made it this far. Is he going to make it through the year? I don't know. But anyways, they got to put him on the dog's body soon. I think for the midterms, the blue team needs a boost. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, you put the Biden, get the Buy Dog, Joe Bot, Buy Dog, get him going. Okay? Fucking people love dogs. They love robots. They love, they love old guys that make sense. I mean, you know, maybe we could make this happen. Okay? I mean, I don't know. That's just, I'm not a political consultant, you know? Just like, I'm not a biologist. I don't know who's a woman anymore. Who's a woman? Nobody. Nobody and everybody. Well, only if you're a guy and say you're a woman. Then you're a woman. No biologist needed. But if you're a woman and we need to find out if you're a woman, we need a biologist. That's, you realize that can't be real, right? That's not real. That's what happens when politics takes over. You have to be careful. You know, you can't say the thing that'll make people angry, the constituents angry, the people angry. So you have a tiptoe. You got to make all these mental jokes. You can't just be like, women are women, men are men. You can't. That's so, oh, how could you say that? Oh my God, there's no binary. It's binary. There's no binary. But isn't that a binary? Isn't that binary? That's binary. That's binary thinking, right? It is or it isn't. Like, there's only one way. It doesn't make sense. The purpose of it all is to confuse. Okay? Confuse me, confuse you. We're all confused and we start fighting. We're fighting. What are we fighting over? I don't know. I'm so confused. I have no idea. Who is it? Who's talking? All right. The thing about the old Hunter Biden's laptop is that there's going to be a treasure trove of videos and pictures and it's gonna be all kinds of stuff. It's going to be offered up there. It's going to be in the Pirate Bay. It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be out. It's going to be like crack. People are going to want it. People are going to want to consume it. People are going to want to see. They're going to want more and more. They're going to isolate themselves from their friends and family. They're not going to want to talk about, because all they can talk about is watching Hunter Biden smoke crack with Vietnamese children or preteens or, I don't know. I don't know. Is there kiddie porn on it? There could be. There could be. There's so many. I don't know. I don't put it past them. But I just feel like that's a trap. Maybe that's a trap. Maybe that's how they're going to get you to connect you to kiddie porn. They're going to be like, oh, you saw the truth? You saw that? Well, watch. You're a pervert. We got you. We got it. And you're going to go to jail. Not Hunter Biden. You're going to go to jail. Okay, and the only way you're going to survive in jail is hopefully you get an Obama phone and you can download the Robinhood app and invest in CRK. Get that CRK stock, that crack stock, and you're going to watch it go to the moon. Okay, you're going to watch it. You're going to be able to pay your own defense lawyer. You're going to be able to pay one of those high-class defense lawyers, all right? And you're going to walk, bro. You're going to walk. You go first. All you got to do is invest in the rock and you're going to walk, right? That's just how it is. I mean, I don't make the rules. In fact, there aren't any rules. It's all sort of a crack-based economy now. If you have food, that works too. But, you know, really the crack goes much farther. It just, People prefer the crack to the food. I don't know what to... There's actually some food rotting at this very... I mean, yeah, it's expensive, but no one's buying it because they're just buying crack. And that is what you can get in on the ground floor of, okay? This opportunity is not going to last because it's hyperinflation. Something's coming. We don't know what it is. Some event, black swan, white swan, gray swan. We don't know. Chinese swan. We don't know. We don't know. We just don't know. So anyway, Bitcoin's been pumping. The price has been pumping from the wherever it was to wherever it is now. It's been pumping. It's going up, guys, in the face of all this uncertainty, in the face of the war, World War III, in the face of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, in the face of all of that, Bitcoin's pumping. It's coming up there. It's broken through key levels. Key resistance levels that have been keeping the price down. It's broken through. Is it back? Is the bull market back? Are we back? Or is this what they call a dead cat bounce? This is a bounce? Is this going to fake everyone out? Did you fake you? Did you buy? You buy at the top? I buy tops. I buy tops because I buy all the time. Am I a little mad about it? Sure. I wish I could be better, but it's so hard to time this shit. It always does the opposite of what you want. I'm like, all right. In fact, the only thing I can tell is like when I think it's great time to buy and I do buy, it usually dumps, and then I'm like, okay, what should I? And then you're not gonna fool me again, you're not gonna fool me again, and I wait for the price to dump, it fucking pumps. But does this happen to everybody? This can't happen to everybody. So I guess that's what makes a good trader. So maybe being a good trader is just doing the opposite of what I want to do. I feel like that's. And this is why I can't be a trader, you know, that I just don't. I feel like you have to have a certain amount of emotionlessness. You have to turn off some of those emotions. Maybe I'll get better at it. I don't know. Or maybe I can become an emotional trader. Maybe I'll just use astrology. You know, people have bought Bitcoin at the full moons or whatever. There's something about you buy it on the full moon versus the new moon and you always make money. Or I don't know. I think over time you just... You see, the whole thing about the dollar, the treasury, the yield curve, you know, all that stuff, what that is just a sign that the dollar is not going to be worth as much as it is now, okay? It's not worth as much as it was 10 years ago. It's not going to be worth as much as it is now 10 years from now. And the reason why is because they've printed the shit out of it. It's not really some crazy thing, right? I'm not like... some genius. They were just handing money out. They're giving money out, the unemployment money, the fucking, they're thinking about giving more money out now for gas prices. And then now what's next? The war. And they're going to give, I heard they're going to give out stimulus checks for the slap. I heard they did. They're like, we're sorry you had to see that on the Oscars. It's, you know, the venerated Oscars, the most important thing to ever happen. Don't worry about the yield curve. Here's $200. Everybody gets $200 for the slap. Slap was awful. Will Smith said he's going to chip in for that, you know, and that's a lot of money. It's 350 people, 50 million people, 200. I mean, that's a lot of money. So he's going to chip in some of that iRobot money, and, you know, it's thank you. All right. And of course, what's going to happen? Stock's going to pump, baby. Stock's going to pump. Yeah. Get in on those stocks. That's all of this was all about. The pandemic was about the pump. Tech bubble, right? Housing bubble. There's all these bubbles. Just make bubbles and try to get out. You get the insider information, you can get out. Huh? Get out right before. Whole thing comes crashing down. But where are you going to go to? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to run? The dollar? That's where you're going to go? You're going to put your money in the dollar, huh? The dollar that is continually inflating, printing away, that's slowly not becoming the reserve currency anymore, especially given the war and the sanctions and the way commodities trade. Hey, you think the dollar, you think the petrodollar system is going to be here forever? You're going to put your money in that? Huh? I don't know why I'm talking like this. I don't know why I'm talking like this. I don't know why I'm talking at all. I should go to bed. Is that what I should do? Maybe. Anyways, going to be going to Miami for the Bitcoin conference. I'm going to be meeting some Twitter friends there. I'm going to be, I think last time I just went kind of as a tourist. So it was also like the first time since the lockdown, it was a big convention. So I don't know. I was like, I'm just going to go. I'm not going to admit. But this time I feel like probably going to try to podcast. Probably. I'm going to try to do something fun, audio fun thing. That's, yeah, I talk a lot. I say a lot of stuff. We'll see if I do it. Anyways, thank you very much for listening to the Rogen Kipcast. Thank you very much for joining me for episode 268. Thank you for sharing this momentous occasion of the slap. Thank you. And I don't know, learned to grow some food, I guess. Thank you very much. Follow me on Twitter. That's the best I can do. Buy some crack, hoard crack and bullets. And thank you very much. Until next time.